Next, we will have an explanation about each of the projects. So the management office will explain the content of the projects and the method of evaluation. Then after that, the agency will make some supplementary explanations. So now the project management office, please. So MRI, the management office, will explain about each of the projects, what are the requirements for project implementation, and what are the application and adoption processes. And concerning the procedures, this was just explained, but here we will be explaining how you actually write the application forms shown on the second page of material 2.1. I will also explain the evaluation process for adoption. And please also refer to the guideline for application, which is material 3. Page 3 shows the requirement for implementation of the four projects and the point scoring criteria for each. And then we will explain the additional points to be awarded, how that is to be calculated. So page 4 shows the seawater purification verification project. This shows the content and the basic requirements. And the same information is in the exhibit 1, parentheses 1 of the guideline. And the project is to conduct a demonstration test to verify the removal performance of mainly radioactive cesium and strontium in seawater. And there are four basic requirements. First, the basic concept of the purification system. And it's required that with the purification system, you need to be able to purify the radioactive material without pumping the seawater. That has to be written in the proposal. Some possible technologies to be used include adsorption or aggregation and precipitation of the radioactive substances. A second requirement is the view regarding the elimination goal. Cesium-134 concentration is assumed to be 5 to 15 becquerels per liter. Cesium-137 concentration, 10 to 35 becquerels per liter. And total beta-emitting substance concentration, 100 to 1,000 becquerels per liter. Those are the assumptions. And then you must show what is the elimination performance goal. That is written is the second requirement, basic requirement. And the seawater conditions are provided as reference material in the exhibit 1, parenthesis 1 of the guideline for application. So the details, please refer to those reference information. A third requirement is the concept for maintenance of the device that must be present in the proposal. A fourth is the view concerning secondary waste that must also be included in the proposal. So those are the four basic requirements. So the performance and technology have to be described in the proposal. So that is the judgment criteria, that there is description about those points. Now, next page. We show the additional points, the items for the additional points. And this is also included in the Exhibit 1, parenthesis 1 of the guideline for applications. And in this case, there are four items for additional points: elimination efficiency, sustainability of elimination effects, suppression of secondary waste generation, and presentation of experimental data. And based on what is offered, additional points are calculated and awarded. The way that is calculated, I will explain later. So that was about a seawater purification demonstration project. So going on to the next page, page 6, Mr. Kato, could you slow down, please? You're very fast. Some people having difficulty hearing you. Okay, excuse me. So next, I'd like to move on to page 6. So this shows the scoring method or the point rating method for the seawater purification technologies. The basic conditions. So these are included in the exhibit 1 parentheses 1. And it's in the form 3 parentheses 1. And so the requirement for the basic conditions is whether or not there are descriptions about these. So if the documents lack any one of these descriptions, you will not be adopted. So please be careful there. Page 7 talks about the scoring criteria for the additional points. And this is also in the exhibit 1 parenthesis 1, form 3 parenthesis 1. And so for each minor heading, well, there's the 4 major headings, and then some major headings are the efficiency, sustainability, suppression of secondary waste, and experimental data. And then there are the minor headings within each. For each minor heading, a score is given. So you look at, for example, elimination efficiency. The eliminated amount per used material or elimination per unit of time is studied, and maximum 7 points is awarded based on the efficiency. So any score between 0 to 7 is awarded based on the efficiency of elimination. So same idea for the others. I go to page 8. This is the technologies for capturing radioactive substances from soil. So from pages 8 to 19, the similar explanations for the 3 other projects are shown, talking about the basic conditions and the criteria for additional points, the requirements and the scoring criteria. So page 8, this is the technologies for capturing radioactive substances from soil. So the assumption is that there is a certain level of chloride ion concentration in the soil, over 200 ppm. And radioactive substances in the soil, mainly radioactive strontium, is to be collected. And so demonstration tests should be conducted to verify the collection performance of that technology. And there are the basic requirements and the additional point criteria. And it's similar to the first project of the seawater purification. So the basic conditions include efficiency of collection from the soil, and then the operating environment, what kind of soil conditions can be handled. Then there is the maintenance issue, and then the secondary waste approaches. So in a similar manner as the seawater purification, these are the basic requirements. On page 9, we show the items for additional points. And on page 11, there is more detail in terms of the minor headings for the scoring. So the actual numbers or the existence of data is going to be evaluated. Going on to page 12, which is the technologies for the decontamination of contaminated water tanks. Now, we want to reduce the exposure to the operators who are involved in the dismantling of the tanks. So now we have this complex structure, and the structure of the tank is in the reference material 4. And the bolted joint tanks are to be dismantled. Those are tanks connected by flanges. And so after the contaminated water is drained, before dismantling, there should be the decontamination work. And so this is about the decontaminating the bolted joint tank. Currently, it includes contaminated water that is to be drained. And before dismantling, there's going to be decontamination. And we're going to verify the decontamination performance and the decontamination, or rather the demonstration tests are to be conducted using models or mock-ups. And there are four basic items. First is the decontamination performance. And that is, you look at the decontamination factor, and you also have to be simultaneously able to confirm the effect. So two parts to the performance. One is, what is the decontamination factor? The second part is, can you contemporaneously confirm the effect of the decontamination? So that is the first basic requirement, basic condition. The second is about the waste. Liquid waste due to the washing should be reduced as close to zero as possible, and the secondary waste should be suppressed as much as possible. If that is to be generated, that should be recovered. And so you have to have a description about that. And then third, well, the tank is a curved tank, so can you wash the inside of the curved tank and the complex joint. There should be a mentioning of the technology to allow the decontamination of such parts. And we have multiple tanks. Now, there are tanks that are far away from the road. We've seen the large rows of tanks. So decontamination should be possible for those. So if the device is too big, you may not be able to access the tanks which are in the inner rows. So availability of technology for that should be written. And so those are the basic points. And then there are the additional items, additional point items. So that's looking at decontamination performance, suppression of waste, and experimental data. So if a proposal includes experimental data that shows the feasibility of the technology, that will have added points. And if the experimental data show will indicate that the testing period can be shortened, they will be awarded additional points. And this holds true for each of the projects. So you're looking at the decontamination performance and suppression of generated waste. And based on how much such performance you get, you are awarded additional points. Next, page 16. This talks about the unmanned boring technologies. So this is the fourth project. And at the Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, there are going to be various civil engineering work going to be necessary. And so boring is the foundation for such civil engineering work. And we need to reduce the exposure to the operators involved. And we need to secure the personnel who can be engaged in the boring work. So based on that, from the viewpoint of reducing exposure to the operators involved in boring work, demonstration tests should be conducted to verify the boring performance under high radiation. And so there are two basic conditions. One is one is the condition of the location of the boring. That is that 20, 30 centimeter diameter, 50 meter depth hole should be bored, and exposure should be limited. And also, how much reduction in working time under high radiation can be achieved is another basic requirement. And the additional items, on page 17. So reduction of working time, working space. Smaller the space necessary, higher the points. And then high quality boring. What that means is, can you get the boring core without destroying the geological structure? And the rod to be used, how can you suppress a consumption of the rods? There should not be excessive consumption of the rods. So that's all part of the high quality boring. And based on the extent of that, you get additional points. And then the presentation of experimental data to verify feasibility and reduction of verification time. So if experimental data allows the verification time to be reduced, you get additional points. So on pages 18 and 19, for each of the minor headings, the points awarded are shown. And it's in exhibit 1, parenthesis 4 as well. Now, for this unmanned boring technologies, the basic item total is 10 points, and the additional item points are 50 points. But the other three projects have 20 points for the basic conditions and 40 points for the additional items, total 60 points. Page 20 shows how the additional points are to be calculated. So for each of the minor heading, so going back to page 19, so you have the minor headings in black characters. So for each of the minor headings, a point is given. And for each item, an evaluation is made. And the project is evaluated as A, B, C, or D. A receives 5 over 5, that is 100% of the point. B is 3 over 5, that is 60%. C is 1/5, 0.2. D is 0. So you get the evaluation of A, B, C, D. And for example, for the reduction in working time compared with conventional boring, how much can you reduce the time for the boring? So the maximum is 10. So if you get the evaluation of A for that, then you get a C for the next item. And if you get a B for the third, which is number of workers, then that is you get 10 times 1, 3 times 0.2, and 10 times 0.6, and you get a total 16.6. Now, how to write the application material? I'll just be brief here. The materials includes Form 1, application, Form 2, proposal, Form 3, conformity to the evaluation criteria. The Microsoft Word based document can be downloaded from our website, and they are to be filled in Japanese or English. So Form 1, this is where you fill out the applicant information.
It is in page 23, and this is the application Form 1. You are going to describe the information on the applicants. Page 24 and 25 are application form 2 proposal, and this is to describe the project purpose, details on implementation method, projection implementation plan, project implementation scheme, as well as the financial basis and management systems and project cost. And there are no limitation to the pages you are going to use, so will you please describe them in an easy-to-follow format. There are two points we would like you to take good care of. The general administration expenses cannot be added up, and the outsourcing is possible, but re-entrustment is not allowed. In page 26, this is Form 3. This is the conformity to evaluation criteria. And this is how to fill in the form. It is an example of the seawater purification projects, you have to describe the basic conditions, like the proposed equipment will be sunk in seawater and purify the seawater continuously, showing that their technology for radioactive purification without pumping up seawater is presented. For the examples of items for additional points, you would describe elimination efficiencies or decontamination factor of the equipment, and you would show that elimination efficiency of the proposed technology is high. What you have to pay attention to is that if you have one missing conditions, you are not accepted. And the submission of the documents is shown in page 27, and we would like you to submit it before the due date. At the time of submission, we would like you to submit it in the electronic file in the format of PDF. This is most favorable. Of course, you can send 10 copies of hard documents, but email or electronic file is not as big in terms of memory. This is some dozens of megabytes, so it is easy to attach it to your emails. And this is the address you have to send. And this is a CWApply at mark mri.co.jp. Page 29. This is the method and criteria of evaluation. In page 30, you can find method of evaluation. The applicant shall be evaluated based on the application documents by the management office of the project. Then the review committee for the project of decommissioning and contaminated water management shall confirm the evaluations for the proposals for which the application documents were complete and met all the basic requirements and shall determine the evaluation. Then the applicants who made remarkable proposals may be requested to make a presentation to the review committee for the project of decommissioning and contaminated water management. If that is the case, the schedule shall be announced after the proposal deadline. Four, also hearings and on-site inspections will be conducted as required, and submission of additional documents may be requested. Five, the adopted applicants shall be determined considering the results of the evaluation of the application documents, presentations if implemented, hearings, and field research if implemented. This is the method of evaluation. In page 31, there is evaluation criteria listed. And it is described in the exhibit you have, and there are six criteria you have to satisfy. One, adequacy and efficiency of project plan. The plan shall be evaluated as to whether it is appropriately viable in accordance with requirements for the subsidy. The description in the application shall be evaluated on basic conditions and items for additional points in Form 3. So applicants that do not meet all the basic requirements shall not be adopted. Two, adequacy of subsidy amount. Accounting of the costs shall be evaluated as to whether it is reasonable and precise and whether it is sufficiently economical. The applicant shall be evaluated based on one, project purpose, details on implementation method, two, project implementation plan, and six, total project cost in Form 2 and descriptions in Form 3. Technical competency. The applicants shall be evaluated as to whether they have the skills, knowledge, and experience required to implement the subsidized project. For instance, if they have been proven successful in the field concerned. The applicant shall be evaluated based on 1, project purpose, details and implementation method, 2, project implementation plan, 3, project implementation scheme, and 4, track record of other projects in Form 2 and descriptions in Form 3. For a financial basis and management system, again, this is prerequisite, and subsidized project operating entities shall be evaluated as to whether they have the sufficient financial basis and management to implement the subsidy project smoothly. The applicants shall be evaluated based on 3, project implementation scheme, and 5, financial basis and management system in Form 2. That's the description of the implementation. Thank you very much.